Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You have a new text message. You have a new text message.
Tough text this morning. And we need your help with this, Mix family. Because there's an ex situation involved here. And the texter wants to know, do I show up? Show some respect? Show some support? Or should I just stay away? Here comes the question for you. How long is it normal to have feelings or care about your ex-husband's family? I recently just found out that a family member of my ex-husband is in the ICU unit and may not make it. Is it okay to go up and see the family member and pay my last respects, or am I crossing a line? 414-432-1099.
Oh, that is so tough. Yeah. I mean, look, there's no expiration date on caring about people you once considered family.
That's very true.
Divorce ends a legal relationship, but it doesn't stop the emotional and personal ones. I mean, I even through my own divorce all those years ago, I remember finding out that my ex-husband's aunt had passed away. And I was in these people's lives for 15 years.
Yeah.
And they were very kind to me. And I care deeply about all of them. I mean, I still have relationships with some of my ex's family members. And I was in therapy at the time because I was going through this divorce. And I remember telling my therapist, I just feel so terrible that she had passed away. And it was relatively unexpected, too, when it happened. And she looked at me and said, you might be getting a divorce, but you don't stop being a human being. And she said, what do you want to do? And I said, I would like to send a card. And she's like, send a card. Now, showing up to the funeral and things like that, I didn't do that. I had a moment of thinking about it. Because I didn't want to be a distraction. I didn't want to cause any more hurt or pain to the family members. Because, you know, naturally there were some family members that weren't thrilled with the divorce. Because not everybody would be, understandably so. So I say to this mixed listener, I think you need to look at this. Is this about you or is this about the person? And can you reach out to the ex and say, I am so sorry. I'm crushed by this. You know that I care deeply about so-and-so. Could I stop by?
Well, that's why we have text roulette. That's Elizabeth's explanation, I guess we could say. Let's go to line number one here. Mama Bear Missy, who loves to give advice. What kind of advice would you have for our mixed listener here, Mama Bear Missy? Again, is it normal to have feelings to care about your ex-husband's family? Found out a family member of my ex-husband's in the ICU and may not make it. Is it okay to go up and see the family member, or am I crossing the line?
You know, you can still care about your ex-family, even though they are divorced. Like, there can be a lot of feelings still. It just depends. Are you and your ex-husband on good terms? Can you text him and say, I would really...
Oh, no, we lost you. You're going through a low spot. There you are. There you are.
Okay, you're back. Wait, you're back. Yeah, so you said reach out to the ex-husband and what?
And just ask, can I... Is there anything that I can do? Can I come up and see him? Or is that a little bit too uncomfortable for you guys?
Okay, so reach out to the ex and kind of do...
husband's,
yeah.
You know, a lap, pretty much, say.
Sounds good.
And just ask.
It's his family, so why not just ask him and then go on from there? Thank you, Mama Bear Missy, for that explanation. And maybe our mixed listener, who hopefully is listening, we can... find out if they'll take the advice. Let's go to line number three here.
Laura, so you've been through something like this. Can you shed some light on who were you in this situation and what happened?
It was my brother-in-law. My sister and brother-in-law were married for 22 years. got divorced, and we just, they were best friends, but they just couldn't live together anymore. So it was, at first it was awkward, but then we always kept him in the family.
Okay.
He didn't come to like the family functions or anything, but it was like a funeral, you know, a big, if there was a milestone, like a 100th birthday or something like that, then yes, he would be there.
Okay, so whether it was a funeral on your side of the family, then he would show up and pay respects.
Yes, he did, and okay. We did for him as well.
Oh.
And then we were at his bed. He passed away, like, I think it's 3 years ago.
Oh,
but
wow.
The whole time suffering, we were right at his bedside.
I think that's beautiful that you all can still mm-hmm. continue that relationship yeah. even after the divorce. Mm-hmm. I feel like yep. the mixed listener, though, needs to ask themselves, is this going to cause drama or harm?
Conflict, right?
Right. If someone's mm-hmm. in ICU, family members are emotionally struggling right now and
big
going
time.
Through a lot. And so that's right. where you have to really think about
sometimes
what it could do.
Sometimes you just have to draw the line.
Yeah.
And be like, okay, I can keep them in my prayers and mm-hmm.
send something, maybe send flowers or a card
right,
or a note.
Right.
And maybe you
and
could
say, hey, I'm here if you want me
sure.
to come see your mom, dad. I'd be happy to help you out, or mm-hmm. if you need something that way.
Yeah, you do want to be careful, though, because if it's anything like my family, when my dad was in the hospital, there's emotions running high, not just mm-hmm. about dad being in the hospital. I can joke about this now because I joke about this with my brothers and sisters. There's other things that are emotions that are going, and things come up from the past, and then you've got the nurses in the ICU saying, okay, you're all going to have to leave and take that outside. Yes, that's happened in my family before.
My God.
So you don't want to overstep, all of a sudden have these brothers and sisters going at it, and then, oh, the ex is here. Great. Now, you know, you don't want anything like that to happen. So
right.
yeah, it's always good to check in with the family, like you were saying, Laura.
And
big
in
time.
The long run, this actually brought us a lot closer because we were like, okay, Dave's passed away now. Let everything that was going on around us be water over the bridge and forget about it and let's move on with our life.
That's
yeah.
really good.
I mean, yeah.
Great advice.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
Laura, and thanks for speaking about what happened in your family. And you just have to approach the situation with humility and kindness and honor the relationship that this person that's in ICU has with their family members, mm-hmm. too, and just be respectful. And it sounds like this mixed listener is trying to, but isn't it also just kind of that reminder of, this is why you don't wait when you want to tell people how you feel about
right.
them.
Don't wait
until
it's too late.
It is.
Right.
It is. And for the mixed listener, I hope that they in their heart know that this person knows how they meant to them. Thank you so much, Laura, for calling and sharing.
Hey, love your loved ones. Tell them your love because life's too short.
There you go, Laura. Thank you so mm-hmm. much.
All right. You guys have a wonderful day.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.